This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the pace of the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan, as the planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure a safe evacuation. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of Biden as commander-in-chief, and he was the subject of withering criticism from those who said that he had ultimately failed. Biden campaigned as a seasoned expert in international relations and has spent months of downplaying the prospect of an ascendant Taliban, or arguing that Americans of all political persuasions have tired of a 20-year war, a conflict that demonstrated the limits of money and military might to force a Western-style democracy on a society not ready or willing to embrace it. The death toll from a magnitude 7.2 earthquake in Haiti soared to at least 1,300 Sunday as rescuers raced to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching tropical storm. Saturday's earthquake also left approximately 5,000 people injured in the Caribbean nation, with thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. Survivors in some areas were forced to shelter in streets or soccer fields with their few salvaged belongings, while overloaded hospitals scrambled to help those who were injured. Yet the devastation could soon worsen. The coming of Tropical Depression Grace, which is predicted to reach Haiti on Monday night. This is VOA News. A warning of tough days ahead with surging COVID-19 infections. The director of the National Institutes of Health said Sunday the U.S. could decide in the next couple of weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. Dr. Francis Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated people to get their shots, calling them sitting ducks for a Delta variant that is ravaging the country and showing little signs of letting up. After a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose of coronavirus vaccine or competing with hundreds of thousands who have waited months for a second dose, but the country now has only 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa. A slow trickle of donated doses can't keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The urgency to obtain a second dose across much of the world's least vaccinated continent contrasts sharply with richer countries now beginning to authorize third doses. Days after the alarming warning of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that there was a code red for humanity with global warming threatening to choke the planet, individuals are now seeking to play their part. Some citizens have known this day would come for decades, and many have taken individual steps to do their part. The activists say that actions by individuals may only be a tiny drop, but actions by millions of individuals can make a huge difference, though governments will still have to step up in the fight against climate change. Japan marked the 76th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. At the somber ceremony, the Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, pledged for the tragedy of war to never be repeated, but he avoided apologizing for his country's aggression. In contrast, the emperor expressed deep remorse over his country's wartime actions in a carefully nuanced speech. Also Sunday, Suga's predecessor, Shinzo Abe, and two ministers of Suga's cabinet prayed at the Yasukuni Shrine. The site is viewed by China and the Koreas as a symbol of the Japanese militarism. South Korea urged Japanese officials to show sincere remorse through action so that the countries could develop a future-oriented tie. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.